انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in the Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lomi Simmery from Heal Your Voice on 90s FM.
Heal Your Voice مع لميس السمري كل يوم خميس الساعة 10:30 على تسعينات FM.
Good evening to all beautiful listeners. You're now listening to Heal Your Voice with Lomi Simmery on 90s FM. Every Thursday at 10:30 p.m., I'm here to refresh your playlist by introducing you to an unique and famous underground rock, metal, and alternative music. Plus, knowing about band's history and some stories and meanings behind their discographies. Moreover, you'll catch new releases on streaming platforms from some bands I'll talk about. In today's episode, we'll continue to talk about endless list of up-and-coming or underrated bands. But this time, it'll be about European female bands from England, Poland, and Italy, which two countries I never mentioned. Okay, let's get into the first band of our today's list. It was formed in 2005 by five members from Stocksbridge in Sheffield, England. Although there were a few lineup changes, but if you're a fan of the Dellinger escape plan Converge, give this band a listen. Let's take a break with a first single and second track from the third album. Stay tuned for more recommendations and we'll be back.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Heal Your Voice with Lamis Samari on 90s FM. This was Rituals by an English experimental mathcore band, Rollo Tomasi, a first single and a third track from their fifth album, Time Will Die and Love Will Bury It, which was released on March 2nd, 2018. The background inspiration of this track is from a frustration when guitarist Chris Kayford was struggling to producing a lot of ideas, unlike other members during the recording of their fifth album. Moreover, the background meaning is the quote in the context of the song. The word the rituals is more about repetition in behavior than anything. Eva Corman tells you via a website, it's about the similarities in action taken to overcome hardships in your life. Okay, Rollo Tomasi's current lineup consists of vocalist Eva Corman, Nee Spence, guitarist Chris Kayford, bassist and Nathan Fairweather, drummer Al Pott, and the keyboardist and backing vocals James Spence. Okay, let's get into their brief history. A fun fact for movie fans, the band name was a reference to dialect from 1997 crime drama movie L.A. Confidential, and people mistakenly thought that Rollo Tomasi was an Italian singer-songwriter, not an English mathcore band. Performing Rollo Tomasi, James and his younger sister Emma Spence have collaborated in band since they were both 13 years old. Until in February 2005, Rollo Tomasi was formed with former members in the town of Stocksbridge. They sought to keep the band as DIY as possible, achieving this by hand-making their first releases and organizing many DIY shows. Initially, Eva Corman, Nee Spence, was a keyboardist for a few months until she stepped up as a vocalist when the band was struggling for an aggressive vocalist. She and her brother James Spence would scream in their parents' car as a practice to overcome their shyness. Not long after forming, the band had written some songs and immediately began to perform at local venues and pubs to small crowds. At this time, they released some of their first material onto a three-track demo CD, which was released under James Spence's independent label, Mayday. There is more under this label. After a split EP with Mirror Mirror, the band signed to Hassle Records and released the self-titled EP featuring re-recorded songs from previous demos and EPs along with new ones. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back. We'll be right back. We're back to Heal Your Voice with Lamis Samari on 90s FM. This was Labyrinthine for track from their sixth album, Where Myth Becomes Memory, which was released on February 4th, 2022. And this album has an instrumental version, which was released on September 19th, 2023. Okay, let's continue. In 2008, they recorded their debut album in spring until they released a mathcore punk jazz debut album, Hysterics, on September 22nd. In 2009, they performed at South by Southwest Festival, which became an important performance in their career as they were watched by an American producer, Diplo. The band contacted him, thinking he might do a remix for them. Instead, he offered to produce their second album. They wrote the album in 3 months to complete it, until in the end of October, the band flew to Los Angeles to record their second album. And Diablo passed the vocal techniques from female artists over to Eva, until they released the Cosmology on May 24th, 2010. The album was supposedly to be released on April 19th, but it was postponed to May 24th. In 2011, not only they created their own record label, Destination Moon Records, Rollo Tomasi also released a B-side EP, Eternal Youth, under the label on April 18th. Although in early February 2012, the band announced that both bassist Joseph Thorpe and guitarist Joe Nicholson had left the band and were replaced by Nathan Fairweather and Chris Kayford. And they self-produced with Jason Sanderson and released the third album, Astrea, on November 5th, 2012. The album's title acted as a reference to Spence siblings' admiration for Greek mythology. In 2013, a former drummer Edward Dutton departed from Rollo Tomasi and was replaced by Tom Pitts, until Albato replaced him in 2018. In June 2015, the band's cover for Deftones' Digital Bath was released on Kerrang's Ultimate Rock Heroes compilation disc. From 2015 to 2022, the band released three trilogy albums. Grievance, the Frantic Dark album, on June 1st, 2015. Time Will Die, and Love Will Bury It, on March 2nd, 2018, via Holy Roars and Epicac Records, until they departed from Holy Roars on September 8th, 2020, due to allegations against the label's owner. And Where Myth Becomes Memory, on February 4th, 2022, by Menarch Heavy. Sorry if I mispronounce it. Both albums were produced by Luz Jones. Okay, let's get into another new metal revival band. Our second band was formed in 2021 by six members from Warsaw, Poland. Although there was a lineup change last year. Okay, let's take a break with a second single and six track from their self-titled debut album, and we'll be back.
Last time. That you'd rather go and show the world its highlight. I can see it in the trap of your lies.
But what you show is that you can't find a way to go. How did it happen?
I can see it in the trap of your lies.
We're back to Heal Your Voice with Lemis Simmery on 90s FM. This was Wasted Light by a Polish old school new metal revival band, VHB, a second single and sixth track from their self-titled debut album, which was released on October 29th, 2022. VHB's current lineup consists of vocalist Aska Switchkowska, guitarist Filip Bagowski, and 44, who was former DJ, bassist and backing vocals Marcin Dobryzynki, drummer Igor Dymkowski, and DJ and turntablist Bartek Ejeta Chepeski. Sorry if I mispronounced it wrong. Okay, let's get into a brief history. VHB randomly stands for letters from Occupational Safety and Health in Polish language. Formed in 2021, VHB is a new metal band from Warsaw, Poland. Since then, they have released three singles with music videos to promote their self-titled debut album, which came out on October 29th, 2022. This album featured Chimescu of Athy in track 7, Marcin Werner, of new core band, The Violent Answer, in the track 10 as guest vocals. Playing together almost 2 years live, the band has played countless clubs throughout Poland, which included some support shows. This year, BHB has been chosen to play on the biggest open-air festival in Poland, Poland Rock 2023. Plus, there's an update last year. A lineup change occurred when BHB announced the former guitarist Anderson Weinark, who joined since 2021, left and was replaced by 44. Okay, we'll stick to their future announcements on social media. To a third band, it was formed in 2021 by four members from Milan, Italy. Although it had one one-time lineup change. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back for one more talk.
Why you run like you're attached to a parachute? Head caps over, you're not aware of the altitude. Covered, hand in one.
We're back to Heal Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Crownless, a third single and a third track from their self-titled debut album. Let's continue to a third band. If you're a fan of industrial metal with dark tone and apocalyptic tone, here's an Italian band, Hand of Juno. Hand of Juno's current lineup consists of vocalist Melissa Proschi, bassist Alice Lane, and drummer Elise Helly Mountain. Let's get into their brief history. Hand of Juno is born in the summer of 2021 from the ashes of the former all-female band Killing Baudelaire with Melissa Proschi. Although there was one lineup change when they announced the departure of guitarist Martina Nixa Riva on January 31st, 2022. From 2022 till now, there is three singles, Right Now, Destroy the Line, and We'll Build the Line. And fourth single, Psychotic Banana, will be released next week on February 15th. And another thing, Alice Lane also joined to a Moldovan progressive metal core band, Infected Rain, which I mentioned in season one. As a bassist, Alice Lane joined as a bassist after Babici Brothers left in 2022. So Infected Rain released five singles so far before releasing their sixth album, Time. I feel this will be an awesome album after good singles. You must check out this album out when it's released at midnight on streaming platforms. Unfortunately, that's all I have for today's episode, but we'll end it with Destroy the Line, a second single from their upcoming debut release. Keep your eyes and your ears open to their updates, to their musical updates. Send your comments and your support on 90s FM's Facebook and Instagram page. I really hope you're enjoying this episode and my recommendations as well. You rock and heal your voice. Have a great Thursday night. Salam.